Good evening, lovely listeners, and thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Kate, and tonight we are talking about getting stood up. What happens when you show up for that date and that person didn't come, didn't even bother to tell you that they weren't going to be there? How do you bounce back? Join us now in Living Single Across America tonight to find out. Stay authentic, stay real. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to Living Single in Your City. We are a nightly podcast here at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 days a week. We are a company that has a foundation and mission to connect with singles across the globe for networking, real talk sessions, business building, and so much more. We would love to hear from you, our listeners. Please reach out to us if you have an idea, a topic you would wish us to discuss, or if you would like to be a guest on our show. You can reach out to us through Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or our website at www.livingsingle.org. Once again, www.livingsingle.org. Stay tuned.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is your host, Kate. Thank you for tuning in. Our topic is getting stood up, as I said previously in my introduction. So getting stood up is kind of an interesting topic because it kind of has multiple forms. And what I mean is, I don't know that I've really been in the situation where I've been truly stood up, like where I went to a restaurant and some, like, you know, I'm sitting there and the person just like never comes. But I've definitely been, you know, people kind of like flake out or, you know, things of that nature. And I have a story that, you know, kind of goes along with being stood up, and how to bounce back. And so I'm going to just start by telling that story, and then we'll move into some other things. So I had this guy message me, and we've been talking probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, and he seemed nice. And he had a beach house in Santa Cruz, right, which for those of you not from California, Santa Cruz is like a beautiful beach town right on the coast. It's an awesome place to go. And I live probably an hour from there. So it's always, you know, kind of like if you're driving to meet someone and you have to drive a full hour, it's a little different than just like meeting them at a restaurant, right? So I'm going to like confirm, you know, multiple times to try to make sure like we're good, right? So I tell this guy that I'm willing to come to the beach house, but I didn't want to like stay the night there. The first, like I hadn't met him. As I said in my previous podcast, I no longer go to people's houses on the first dates. I was just insane. But I was still doing that in the story. So that's why I have these weird stories probably. So I'm going to drive to this guy's house. I tell him the night before, like, you know, he sends me pictures of the house, the hot tub and all this stuff. And it's like right on the beach too, in a really busy area. So I'm like feeling good about it. And then I ask him what time we're going to hang out. And he said, you know, you can come around noon. So it sounds good. So the next day I get up and I get all ready and everything. I get in the car to leave at noon. And it's right around then. And I text him and I'm like, hey, can you hit me with the address? I'm about to leave. And he's like, noon? That's really early. Which I thought was kind of funny because we literally agreed in our text directly above that we were going to meet at noon. But, okay. So I'm like, okay, 12 is too early. Like, what would be a better time? And he was like, probably 5 would be better. So I'm like, okay, 5 hours later. But I'm like, you know, sure. And I was already kind of like, oh, man, if I'm going to drink there, you know, I said I didn't want to stay the night, so I was trying to, like, go at noon, leave at 7 or 8, be able to drink at noon and be, like, let that get out of my system so I could drive. So now I'm going later, so I'm already just kind of like, this is not exactly what I wanted, but okay, I'm just being flexible. So then I leave my house at 4 because he sends me the address, and I'm on the way, and he texts me while I'm like 20 minutes into my drive probably and says that he needs it to be 6 or 7 instead. And I'm like, I already left, bro. Like, what am I supposed to do? And he was like, why don't you stop at the store and buy us some Patron? Which I'm like, so you're like, oh, I don't have alcohol either. You go ahead and buy it on your way here. And let me give you one of the most, like, I mean, Patron is not cheap, right? So I was like, great. Like, now I have to go buy this really expensive alcohol. And I'm like, even if I go buy this alcohol, then I'm still going to have time that I need to kill. So I'm just like, whatever. So I call one of my friends, and I get on the phone with her, and I go into the store. And I got kind of lucky because nobody wanted to help me get my Patron. Like, I called for a worker, like, multiple times because it's in a locked cabinet because, you know, it's way too nice for me to be buying right now. And so I'm, like, waiting for somebody to come unlock this thing on the phone with my friend. Probably took them, like, literally 35 minutes to 40 minutes in the store. So I was like, well, this kind of worked out nice. So by the time I get in the car, I'm going to be arriving, like, basically at 6, which is good because he said 6 or 7, right? So I get in the car, I drive the rest of the way there, I get to the house, and, like, it's literally, like, on, yeah, like, a really busy street. Like, people just came off the beach walking on their surfboards and stuff. So I felt like, you know, I can kind of gauge what's going on here. I felt, like, good about it. But then I get there, and I say, I'm here. I'm parked outside. Do you want me to come in, or, like, what, you know, what should we do? You're coming out. And he was like, where are you? And I tell him literally right outside. And in between the text messages he sent me, it's probably like 5 or 6 minutes each time. So I'm just like sitting in my car waiting on him to text me back, like, what's going on here? And then he's not answered me for like 20 minutes now. I'm like, just sitting there like, what? Like, if it had been 20 minutes in most other situations, I would have just turned around and left. But I was like, well, I drove here for an hour, so, like, I will just be patient, like, whatever's going on. So then he messages me back, and he's like, I'm so sorry. My cousin is having a breakdown right now. And I was like, well, what's going on with your cousin? And he was like, he's mad that, like, I'm spending time with you instead of him. And I was like, okay, well, we can hang out with your cousin. Like, that's fine. I'd love to meet your cousin. And he was like, really? You would be cool about that? And I was like, yeah, what the heck? Like, I'm just meeting you. Like, it would actually maybe be better for, like, more people to be around. And then he's like, okay, cool. And I'm like, but what I am kind of upset about is that I've been sitting out here now for 30 minutes. Like, will you please come out and let me in your house? And he's like, well, I can't do that because I'm actually not at the house. I'm like, what? You're not even at the house right now? And he's like, no, I'm actually at my cousin's house. We'll probably be getting there in, like, 20 minutes, which is basically, like, at this time, around 7. And I was like, you told me 6 or 7, like, you already should have been here. And he said, if I tell you between 6 and 7, you have to know that that still could be 7. And I was like, no, that's not how that works. If you give me a range, then, you know, you should stick to it. And he was like, well, I'll be there in 20 minutes. And I was like, no, I'm going to leave, right? Like, if somebody was an hour of my time like that, then I'm probably just going to go. So I decided, I told him I wasn't hanging out with him. And then I get in, like, I'm sitting in my car just like, is this really going to be the story that I tell people that I just went to Santa Cruz, this guy didn't, like, ever come out of his house, and I drove back for 2 full hours. Like, I was like, nope, that's not going to be the story. So I'm going to leave you with a cliffhanger while we go to break, and I will tell you the rest when we get back. right, we're back. So I left off that I'm, you know, leaving this guy's house and trying to figure out if I'm really going to go home. Well, I was like, no, this is going to be a great day. I don't care what happens. I refuse for this to be, you know, the way that this story goes. So I drove my car to the beach, which was literally, you know, a few seconds down the road and parked. And I got out and I was like, I'm just going to have myself a nice, relaxing beach walk, right? And I go to the beach. Well, the beach is not like just a long beach. There's like rocks everywhere. So I'm just like climbing these rocks. Like, I'm on an adventure, right? Like, I'm like singing to myself. I'm talking to the strangers along the beach. Like, I'm like, this is going to be the best time with me. Like, this is going to be great. Maybe I'll meet a cute boy as I'm walking down this beach, right? Like, I am pumped. And then I'm walking and I get to where like all the surfers are coming out of the water and I just sit down, you know, to watch the cute surfer boys. And then this guy approaches me and he's like, so what are you doing? Like, do you surf or are you just walking, you know, walking the beach? Like, what's the deal? And I was like, well, and I just told him the whole story. I was like, this is going to be a good day. I'm going to make it one. And he was like, well, you shouldn't have been stood up. And I was like, well, I mean, it's chill, right? Like, the guy was just wasting my time, and I'm not going to put up with that. And I'm honestly just, like, proud of myself for leaving. And this dude, right, he's, like, looks kind of older, right? Maybe, like, 45, 50, right? So, but I'm just talking, right? This doesn't mean anything. I'm just having a chat. And so we talk about surfing, like we talk about all these things. And then he's like, what are you doing for dinner? And I was like, how old are you? Like, you know, now you're asking me out. Like, now we got to know these things. So he tells me he is 45. And I told him I was 24 at the time. So I was like, okay, well, I just want to make it like super clear that, you know, this is just food. Right, like we're just having a nice talk. And he was like, yeah, for sure. So we go and sit or go to a restaurant, we make a reservation, and he picked the restaurant, and it was literally like it was like right on the water with the sun setting and sailboats and, you know, seafood, like crab legs, which is my favorite food. And I'm like, wow, this is actually nice. And this guy tells me his whole, like, life story, and I'm going to be vague just because it's somebody else's story, but essentially, like, he lost his significant other, and it's a, like, really long, drawn-out story just about how he lost her and what it's been going like, you know, losing someone that you love like that, and that he was just kind of, like, lonely, right? And so he told me that he honestly would enjoy just, like, having somebody that came and surfed or came and did whatever. And he was like, if you come like hang out and surf every once in a while, like I'll get you a wetsuit, I'll get you the surfboard, like, you know, all these things. And I'm like, wow, that's like really cool. And every once in a while, like once a month, I go and surf with this dude and learn to surf, which is really cool because that was actually like on my bucket list too before I even did it, was just to try surfing. So he got me a wetsuit and I go surfing with him, and he's super respectful. Like, he's just, he doesn't really like push the boundaries too far. And, you know, I've made it really clear what it is. It's just me, like, you know, coming to spend some time with somebody that's gone through a lot and surfing. And so for me, that was just how I took, you know, kind of a crappy situation and was like, I'm going to like force something great out of this. And so I guess kind of, you know, when I say getting stood up, how to bounce back, that's kind of the how to bounce back part that I'm talking about, that you don't have to, like, go home sad, right? I mean, I know that not everybody, maybe not everybody is just going to, like, go to the beach and talk to strangers. That's not even necessarily a good suggestion. You have to be careful doing that, right? Stay in public with the person. That's obviously what I do. But, yeah, like, just taking control of that night and being like, I'm not going to let this happen. And that could be multiple ways of doing it. It doesn't necessarily have to be so outlandish as, you know, trying to find someone randomly, but like maybe just calling your girlfriend and being like, hey, do you want to come to dinner with me now? Because this happened. Because once, like, there's nothing better than like that feeling when if someone like stands you up or you're not feeling good and then you go out and you have a really awesome night, then you get to be like, I'm so glad that person didn't show up because this night was awesome. And I think because that's fun to say, you put more energy into making your night awesome. So I don't know. That's just kind of my advice, I guess, on how to bounce back is that don't go home sad. Like, don't get your ice cream and, like, go watch movies and be sad about it. Like, literally just call a friend or try to find something to do. Even if it's something that you do on your own, like, maybe there's something that you've been, you know, that you're passionate about that you haven't done in a while. Like, just go do it because that's right at the right time. Like, you know, oh, this doesn't affect my happiness. I want to go do something else that's going to be, like, you know, a really good replacement for this. The only other time that I have been, I guess, stood up or the other times that, you know, resemble that would be when somebody makes plans with you, like, the day before, and then you are unable to be there or something, right? Or they're unable to come, right? So with that, I think that the way that I've been stood up is they just don't ever message you, right? Like, the day that you're supposed to go to dinner, you just don't hear from them. You might message them and be like, hey, still good for dinner? And they'll be, like, just not responding all day. That's, like, the other version, I guess, of being stood up that I've experienced. And I think that this is, like, I even preluded to this last week in my discussion about selfishness versus individualism. So if you haven't watched that one, go back and watch that one. But I talked about how that's just really selfish. Like, if you're not going to show up to plans, just text the person. Just tell them you're not coming. Like, it's way better than them, like, thinking they're going on plans. Like, especially for a girl, right? If you think you're going on a date, but you be putting your whole face on, you know, you're putting your makeup on, you're doing your hair, you're picking out an outfit. And when it comes time for you to need to do that, like, I know for me, I'm not even about to put the energy in that if I haven't heard from you now. But some girls, they'll get all excited and be like, yeah, he's coming. We're going to meet there. Everything will be fine. And then they show up and you're not there. Like, and this obviously isn't just for women. It happens to men too. But I'm saying, just text the person. Just tell them you're not going to be able to be there. It's super easy. You know that you're not going to be able to be there. Just say it. It's so easy, but when that happens, it's less hard to, you know, need to bounce back from that because, I mean, it's the same suggestion, just plan something the night of, you know, be like, okay, well, I'll just go do something with someone else, like, no problem. Or you know, you could easily just chill at home and do something that you really like, too. But my next, what I want to move into next is how to prevent getting stood up. And when I say how to prevent it, like, it's not 100% preventable, obviously. You can't make sure that people show up to see you. But what I mean by that, are there some precautions you can take, right? One of them would be, like, I don't think we should ever really actually be, like, sitting in the restaurant waiting for our date, right? Like, if you go to the restaurant and you haven't heard from your date and you're just a little unsure, like, when you get a table and wait on them, then it becomes way worse because you start wondering if the people around you, like, recognize that your person isn't showing up or, you know, like, just the little things that kind of get you, the waitress, you eventually have to be like, I guess they're not coming, and then, like, eat alone or leave, you know, which just makes the whole thing more embarrassing. So do yourself a favor, don't go in the restaurant, stay in the car where you can go through that moment on your own without having to tell anyone, for sure. Hopefully most of us have learned that, stay in your car. But also, I would say trying to just confirm with them beforehand. Like, if they aren't answering you an hour before your plans, then, you know, don't go. Like, you can be like, I didn't even show up either. When they're, if they say something, you can be like, well, you didn't answer me for, like, multiple hours. I was pretty sure you flaked out on me. Like, I just had a guy do that too. Like, we made plans that night. I didn't hear from him all day, and we were supposed to meet at, I think, like, 6. And then right around 5:50, he was like, sorry, it's been so busy today. Like, do you want to come now? And he lives an hour away. And I was like, no. You didn't answer me all day. I'm, you know, I made new plans. But hey, if you want to hang out another time, I'm super down for it. But you know, if you're gonna like not answer me all day, then I'm just going to assume you're not coming, right? So I would say that's another way to prevent it. And then lastly, I guess maybe just trying to talk to somebody a little bit first. Like I'm guilty of sometimes just wanting to skip the whole like text conversations for a couple weeks and get straight to actually, you know, seeing that person and seeing how we vibe in person, because you start painting your own picture of what somebody looks like over text, or not what they look like, but who they are and how they act based on what they're saying. Like you put I put like a whole tone to them, everything. Like I feel like they seem like, and then when I'm with them, sometimes when they don't meet that expectation that you painted in your head, it can be like super weird. So that's sometimes why I just want to meet people immediately.
Hello and welcome to tonight's single.
But what I was saying was essentially that when people are, you know, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. But essentially, we're just talking about how to prevent getting stood up. So those were some of my tips. And now I want to move into asking some of our guests some questions. So, Alexis.
Actually, before you do that, we need to take a break.
Oh, yeah. We can go ahead and move into break now. Sure.
Hello, and welcome to tonight's single news. This is Kate, and our news tonight is about an intelligent robotic arm that can now perform colonoscopies faster and with less pain than ever before. This offers the potential to revolutionize cancer diagnosis while saving millions of lives. Currently, colonoscopies are very uncomfortable, perhaps even humiliating to some people. The endoscope that is used in the procedure currently has changed very little since the 1960s. They're very complicated to work with, too expensive to use in a disposable manner, and so they require a lot of cleaning. And a practitioner may need years before they really have mastered the use of this endoscope. But now, with this robotic arm controlled by a joystick, even non-expert users can successfully perform magnetic colonoscopies with a shorter duration and less pain. Now, the number of testers is greatly outnumbered by the number of patients who need colonoscopies, so this robotic technology could save millions of lives as well as millions of dollars. Back to the show.
All right, we're back. So now we're going to just talk with our listeners about what they think about this topic and if they've ever experienced it. So, Alexis, have you ever experienced any form of getting stood up, kind of some of the things I talked about, or maybe the more traditional, like, you know, being in a restaurant? Like, what has your experience been?
Oh, I don't get stood up because I always make sure that the plans are still on for that day. And if I don't hear from the person, I'm not going anywhere, because I expect communication. I make it clear from day one, if you're not going to freaking communicate with me, then I'm not going to even bother with you. So the only form that I get stood up on is the person who makes plans with you, and then on the day that they're supposed to hang out with you and do things with you, they disappear. So that particular person did it for a while. So now to this point, every once in a while I will talk with that person. But whenever he asked to make plans with me, I said, nope. And or I'll just agree. Like, for example, if he goes, oh, we should have dinner tomorrow. Let me take you out to dinner. Okay, great. What time? 8 o'clock. I was like, great. And come 8 o'clock, I'm not even dressed or anything. I'm still in my PJs watching television because I know it's not going to happen.
So true. Yeah, I do the same thing. Like, I had it happen to me really recently, and I was like, I am not getting out of bed and doing anything to myself until you've, like, at least confirmed with me, for sure. Have you had, like, friends that have gone through this, or, like, what, did you learn this, or just instinctually you're like, that was from day one, you were like, I'm not getting out of bed until you talk to me?
No, because, like, for example, like, he's just this person who likes to chase, and when he catches said whatever he's chasing, he's no longer interested, right? So, like, he'll be like, hey, I would love to spend some time with you. Great. So when you're coming over, or when do you need me to come over? Oh, how about noon? Okay, great. So we'll talk the night before. He's like, yeah, I can't wait to see you. And then the morning of, you don't hear a peep, no return text messages or anything. And then the next time the person talks to you, it's as if nothing happened. And then, like, the one time he did that, like, where he was supposed to come hang out with me and such like that, I actually thought he really wasn't. Not to say that I got dressed or anything. I was hoping he would. And then, like, the next time I talked to him, he said, oh, yeah, I just spent the day, like, hanging on the couch and stuff like that. I said, but what about the plans you made with me? He was like, oh, did I make plans with you? Trying to play that stupid game. So, like, afterwards, I was like, okay, I see how you are, and that's perfectly fine. So I was like, nope, not doing it ever again.
He tried to, like, pretend that he forgot that you made plans. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, especially when there's text messages to prove it and stuff. You're like, what do you mean? Like, how did you forget? That's crazy. Especially if you're texting them the day of. You said you texted him, like, about it the day of, too?
Yeah. Yeah, like, so, you know, after that, I just learned. So I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not going to... How do I put it nicely? I'm just not going to... worry about it.
Yeah, why should you? It's just not worth it. Like, if you, I'm at that point definitely where, like, if you want to be here, you can be here. If you don't, I'm unaffected. Like, I'm unbothered. Like, you can go do whatever you want to do. Like, it's not like it's, you know, super tough to find somebody to go out with, but it's just like, what, you know, what is the deal with the, like, it's just communication. It's not even that I'm going to be, like, super mad if our plans get canceled. Because sometimes I'm the same way. Like, if somebody texts me and they're like, you know, maybe we have plans, dinner plans, and they text me around lunchtime that something came up, they don't think they're going to be able to go. Like, sometimes I'm like, nice. Like, I get to stay in bed, or I get to watch a movie. I get to do whatever I want to do tonight. Like, I'm relieved. But if you make me... like, think all night that we're going to be doing something and then back out of it. Like, it's completely different. It's, like, it's going to have a, like, just communicate. It's so easy. I don't know why people struggle
with
that. But
see, here's the thing. It's not even the part of making plans. If you don't have the intention of following through, then why bother making plans? Like, for example, if you came to town, right, and you said, oh, Alexis, I'm going to be in town on, let's say, Thursday through Monday. Is it cool if we finally get to meet face-to-face, at least have coffee? And I know in the back of my head, there's no way in hell that I'm going to find any time to meet you, or I just don't want to, but I still open my mouth and say, oh, yeah, that's so fantastic. Let's meet Friday night. I don't even understand why you're going to even make tentative plans if you know damn well you're not going to.
Yeah, just don't make the plan. Like, because then you, it's not only that you, like, canceled on that person, but you, like, left them with time wasted. Like, you affected their time and their schedule, when especially, like, in that situation, especially, like, if you're traveling to a new place, like, there's a million other things you could be doing in that moment. Like, why would a person, like, make a plan to take your time? I don't even think that it comes from this place of, like, people are going to make a plan and mess your day up. Like, I think that they really don't get it. Like, I think that they want to be nice. Like, when you ask them to hang out, they want to be nice. They don't want to tell you no. So they'll, like, make a plan with you so they can just put off the disappointment part. And then when it comes time, they're like, oh, I don't actually want to be there.
You know what, Kate? Do me a favor. To save time on the of getting hopes up or getting stood up, if I do ever come out to California and say, hey, I would love to meet face-to-face, let's grab some coffee, and you just don't have time, or you just don't want to meet me, just say, you know what, Alexis, I don't have time, and maybe next time you're in town, or something like that. Don't tell
me
you don't
have
time.
Exactly, that's how it
works. And then just...
Yeah, definitely, like, that's That's exactly how I operate, like, if I didn't. But just for the record, if you did come to California, I would be definitely down to have a meal. but, yeah, I never come into plans like that ahead of time. And I never, you know, or I never commit and then cancel like that. Like, I just don't understand when people do that. Like, I just, it doesn't make any sense. The communication piece is so easy. It sounds like you definitely got it down. But unfortunately, it's, like, not commonplace. Like, Alexis, and I, like, I love being on the podcast with you because I say those things and you're like, yep, this is exactly how I operate. Like, I communicate with people. Like, it seems like you do, you know, you operate kind of similarly to me in terms of, like, communicating with people and being, you know, straightforward and whatnot. And there's so many people out there that struggle with it.
Because here's the thing. Time is the one thing that you don't want to waste, right? I'm not going to ever make plans with someone knowing full well I don't have the intention to go through with it, right? I might make plans with you and cancel if I can't make it, or I might make plans with you and be slightly late, but I will still let you know. I will never just leave you hanging.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to tell you, Kate, let's go see a movie at noon, and you show up at 11:30, and I'm not going to, and I just don't tell you I'm not coming. I would at least tell you, hey, sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it well before you leave the house. That's just the courteous thing to do. So, like, if somebody asks, my whole thing is, if somebody asks you for a date or somebody asks you to hang out and you don't have the intentions or the time to hang out with the person, to say, sorry, I can't. What's the point in telling somebody you're going to hang out with them and then not go through with it, because you're only going to disappoint them?
Yeah, so true. It's like, and it's 10 times worse. Like, if they're truly worried that they're going to, you know, they don't want to disappoint you the first time you text them, like, the second time when they actually cancel is way worse than if they would have just, you know, said no the first time. Like, I understand that people don't want to turn other people down for a date. Like, it's hard when somebody's like, you know, like, when somebody's interested in you and they're like, you know, say, hey, look, like, I'm interested in you, and then you're not interested in them. Like, that's tough. Like, it's sometimes hard to tell, like, you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. You have to be careful with your wording, but, like, you should do it versus leading them on or telling them that you're okay, sure, yeah, let's go on a date and then not show up. Like, what, like, that's just mind games that nobody needs to be playing, like, for sure. Like, why, why are people doing this? So I hope that whoever's listening, if this is something that, you know, you do to people, hope you just, you know, take a minute, think it through. Like, is this, like, think about just maybe type out a message in your phone that's, like, perfectly worded on how you will reject people for dates or something, so you can use that instead of this other method that's, you know, way more hurtful. On that note, we're going to go to our last break and then finish out the show.
Thank you so much for listening to Living Single in Your City, and we are super excited about every opportunity and every door that we open. We want you to get connected. Go to our website, check out our store. We are releasing 3 new books very soon. One is called Cover. Living Life on the Download Has Been Exposed. The next book is called Single and Celibate. Find out more about that one. And last but definitely not least, Why Living Single and Why Now. You will find more information about our books and the discounted price for the next 30 days on our website at livingsingle.org. That's living, L-I-V-I-N, with no G, single.org. Thank you.
All right, we're back. I wanted to say we have one more caller on tonight. I'm not sure who's on, but if you wanted to talk, I'm opening it up to you now. If you want to, go ahead and say hi. If you don't, we'll move forward.
Hey, it's Lissa. I just wanted to add a little bit to that. I don't think I've never really been stood up. I'm the one that always flakes out because I hate being around people. And it's like, there's always something happening, you know, once I go out with people, or, you know, like, this person is fighting or this person is arguing with their man, and these are like restaurants, not the club or nothing like that, because I don't party or nothing like that, and it's just like always drama. So I'll make plans with, and it don't be nobody but my sisters, but yeah. I'm the flaker.
Yeah, definitely. But when you flake, like, do you typically notify them or let them know you're not coming, or do you just kind of like no show?
No, like, we have a group. We have a family message, and then we have like a sisters group. And like, I can tell by the way the attitudes flow in the messages. Like, you know, if one starts talking trash, or you can tell even with jokes, you can tell like some stuff that people are saying, or that's how they really feel. So I stay away.
Oh, definitely. I feel like if you see yourself, like, I don't know if you heard the last one when I kind of talked about a little bit of this too, but I was saying, like, if you feel like whatever you're about to do is about to steal from your positive energy, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with being like, I just don't want to go anymore, right? Like, that's totally acceptable. I think the communication piece is what's important. Like, I was just at dinner the other night where we had a friend that was supposed to be there at the start of the reservation, 7:15, and then they didn't show, and then it's 7:30, 7:45, right? And we, like, held off ordering food because it's kind of like a, you know, small plate kind of restaurant where you all split and share, so you want to have everyone's opinion. So we were like, oh, we'll just wait 15 before we order drinks. He's probably going to get here soon. Nope. So we ordered drinks, and we're like, we're just going to wait a little while longer for an appetizer. And, like, everybody in my group's really nice, too. So, like, one of them was like, let's, like, set aside one piece of each appetizer for him in case he shows up. And I was like, no, we're not doing that. Like, he's not coming. So I think it's just, like, just text them and say, like, I'm not going to be there. So I think if you're doing that, like, especially if you're meeting with a group, as long as you're like, hey, I'm not going to be there tonight, like, that's fine. You know, that's sufficient. I think it's just when people don't do the communication piece and it ends up, like, inconveniencing you on the other side. Like, I waited literally. I got to this restaurant hangry, and I didn't get my food until like 1 hour after sitting down. And when you're on that empty stomach and then you're just drinking drinks, waiting, like, all bad. So I think just that communication piece. So definitely that. Do you have any other thoughts to add, Melissa?
No, that's it.
Okay. Thanks for coming on and sharing. Thanks for listening. Alexis.
I enjoyed you, lady.
Yeah, thanks. Alexis, do you have any more thoughts just about this whole topic, getting stood up, advice for our listeners?
In all honesty, all I'm going to say is if somebody really wants to see you or if somebody really wants to hang out with you, they're not going to stand you up, right? They're just not going to. So if you do make plans with someone and you do happen to communicate with them on that day saying, hey, are we still on? And if they don't respond, don't bother getting dressed. Don't bother going to the venue. Just don't reach out again. And if the person happens to be one of those people who do show up and they ask you where you were, say, oh, do we have plans? You never did confirm. I'm that type of person. It will teach them a lesson or two. Because I'm the type of person where, I hate to admit this about myself, I'm incredibly lazy. Like, I'm fine around people. But if I'm going to make an effort to, like, you know, make an effort in my appearance and, like, you know, put some clothes on, get in the car and go somewhere, your ass better show up. Because if you don't, I can guarantee you the next time you make plans with me, my butt is staying home.
For sure. Definitely, I agree. I'm the same way. Like, that's exactly what I did when it happened to me. Like, I'm going to be like, nope, you didn't confirm. I didn't get out of bed, and I actually don't ever want to hang out again. Like, if it's a first date and you do that to me on the first date, like, that's a one and done, buddy. I'm like, nope, you didn't communicate with me all day. I just say, you know, it is the easiest thing to do to tell me, hey, I can't show up, even if you don't even have a reason, whatever it is, I don't care. You can just be like, I suddenly decided you weren't attractive. Like, fine, I don't even care. Just like, don't waste my time. Like, don't make me get ready. Don't make me do any of those things, which luckily, like Alexis said, we've learned not to get ready to lay in bed if we haven't heard from them.
Who tells you that you're not attractive enough? That's like one of the weirdest things ever. Because when you meet someone, you clearly know what they look like. Or if you meet someone online and you send them a recent picture before you start talking. Like, see, that's just weird to me. Like, in all honesty, people, like, I'd just rather you rip off the Band-Aid and say, yo, I'm just not into you, or yo, I don't want to hang out with you, than it is for you to try to spare my feelings.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I agree. Like, I would rather hear it. I'm like, open to that constructive criticism. I think, like, whatever it is, like, obviously, I mean, maybe somebody just didn't want to go out, but sometimes I think on the other end, you're like, what is it? Like, did they just decide, like, they're not into it? Or, like, what is the deal? Like, just tell me what's up. Did I say something? Or is it just you? Like, I want to know. I want to know all that. Like, give me the truth. And I think that a lot of people, like, instead of telling the truth, just do things that are actually, and like, in the long term, way worse. Like, like, wasting someone's time like that is way worse than telling them straight up that you just, like, decided you weren't so into it. I mean, it's super, super easy to do that. So I encourage our listeners, if you're, you know, if you're thinking to yourself during this, like, dang, they are shit-talking me right now. Like, if you're thinking that to yourself, then, you know, just communicate with your friends. Communicate with the people that you're going on a date with. Like, there is this thing about human-to-human decency that we need to continuously keep in mind. Like, yes, it's a date, but you're still just, it's another person that, like, has things that are important to them, time that they need to keep. Like, we have a few things that we can just do for people because we are all humans and we respect each other. So I urge you to think about this one. And, you know, as always, you can reach out to me personally on Instagram and ask some questions about this. If this is something, you know, maybe you don't know how exactly to do that, but you want some advice, like, definitely reach out. So thank you for listening and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to Living Single in Your City. We hope you enjoyed tonight's topic. Please reach out to us through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, or at our website at www.livingsingle.org. Once again, www.livingsingle.org. While you're at the website, please do not forget to subscribe for a free newsletter. Until next time.